The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading for this 30th week in Ordinary Time is taken from the book of Sirach, also known as Ecclesiastes. Sirach is the name of the author, and the book of Sirach was written in Hebrew about 200 years before Christ. A grandson of Sirach translated the Hebrew into Greek. Overall, we would say that the book of Sirach is a source of practical wisdom, and it also depicts God as being a very compassionate and loving God. The people of God are to take care of the most vulnerable members of society, and that would be the widows and the orphans. And it is apparent in the book of Sirach that those who cry out to God will have their voices heard and their prayers answered. Our second reading is from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. Paul feels abandoned by just about everybody on the face of the earth except God. Paul gives glory to God, who strengthens him and who will deliver him from every evil threat. Paul writes to Timothy that Paul's time of departure or dissolution is upon him, sort of like a nomad folding up his tent as he gets ready to move on, or a sailor who casts off the mooring line to head back out to sea. And Paul tells Timothy that he has fought the good fight, that he has run the race, and that he has kept the faith. And the gospel passage, Jesus tells a parable where he compares a Pharisee to a tax collector. And so I would imagine that parable stirred up quite a dislike, because after all, the Pharisees were that group that studied the law, and they were renowned for keeping the law. And yet in the parable we hear, it is the Pharisee who is guilty of being self-righteous as he looks at his life and pats himself on the back. On the other hand, the tax collector, he's sort of out of the way, and he is very honest with himself and with God as he acknowledges his fault and ask God for mercy. self-righteousness and those who are humble. Last weekend, the focus was on our persistence in prayer. And I think this week, the scriptures sort of challenge us to look at the attitude we have when we enter into prayer. Hopefully, we will be humble toward our neighbor, and also humble to God as we come to realize that God is so much above and beyond us. And on our part, that should be very humbling in our lives. Our Catholic tradition reminds us as well that we do not earn our way into heaven, that salvation is a free gift that God gives to us. We are asked to respond to God's love in a like fashion, that is, we are to love in return, loving God above all things and loving our neighbors as ourselves. And so, like St. Paul, we are encouraged by this parable and by Paul's words to fight the good fight, to run the race, and to keep the faith.